The Childless Rich Man. During the Yuan Dynasty, there was a rich man who had a lot of money, but no children. He and his wife were very lonely. They wanted a son, but just could not have one. The rich man always moped about that. What good does all my money do without any children to share it with? Why don't you go to the temple and ask the monk there? A friend suggested. He can see the past and the future. If anybody can help you, he can. So the rich man and his wife went to the temple. They paid their respects to the Buddhas. When they saw the monk, they fell on their knees and prostrated. "Teacher, we beg you, tell us what is wrong. We want a child more than anything else, but we just cannot have one." The monk used his extraordinary abilities to look into the past and the future. Then he told the rich man, "You ran up a huge debt in your past life by killing animals. You killed the children of many animals. So, in this lifetime, you do not get any children of your own. This debt is very heavy, very serious. It is not enough just to pay it back. You have to be sorry and feel deep remorse for what you have done. If you can save 8 million lives, you can balance out your debt. But if you kill one more bug or one more worm, even by accident, you have to save 100 more lives to make up for it. This is the best way to change your luck and to get a son." The rich man was deeply touched. He went to the main room of the temple. He swore before the Buddhas that he would never kill again. When he and his wife got home, they got to work saving lives. They spent most of their fortune doing this. They bought pigs, chickens, and ducks from the market. Then they arranged for them to live out their natural lifespans in various temples. They bought fish, crabs, and eels and put them back into the water. They were very sincere and went to many services in temples to regret their past mistakes. They kept doing this for several years, long before they had saved the 8 million lives. They had a healthy, happy little boy. Their son was so intelligent that when he grew up, he passed the imperial examinations with ease the very first time.